AI's transforming software development, right? It boosts speed and capabilities, but it also introduces new security risks. Think of it this way. Integrating AI without securing the development pipeline is like building a race car without brakes. We have to address these challenges head on. Let's explore how to build responsibly and keep the development process secure. The security of your AI-augmented development pipeline? It's paramount. The dev environment is where code originates, is tested, and is inherently vulnerable. Integrating AI tools amplifies this. They access source code, developer credentials, internal systems, expanding your attack surface. Securing this pipeline isn't optional. It's fundamental to protecting your entire operation, the developer workstation. It's ground zero for building serious defenses. Treat it like a digital fortress. A critical layer is endpoint detection and response, or EDR. Think of these solutions as always-on security experts, watching for anything out of the ordinary. Then enable full disk encryption to protect data. That's an essential safeguard. Your IDE is prime real estate for security improvements. It's about minimizing risk where you code most. For VS Code, only grab extensions from verified publishers is the best way to dodge malicious code. Workspace Trust? Definitely use it. Restrict untrusted folders to stop sneaky code execution, and don't forget to secure your settings sync. These simple steps make a big difference. To keep things secure, it's key to limit AI tools' capabilities. Think of it like granting least privilege. Give them only the access they require. Read access to the current project? Fine. Access to the entire code repository? Definitely not. We also need strong context boundaries. AI shouldn't uncover sensitive information like API keys or infrastructure credentials. Protect those secrets. Securing AI integrations requires tailored strategies depending on the tool. For example, with GitHub Copilot, think about using those organization-managed settings. Crucially, exclude sensitive repositories to prevent Copilot from learning from them. Don't forget to actively monitor audit logs and control telemetry. With Cursor, focus on workspace trust boundaries and extension sandboxing. These steps help ensure a safer coding environment. A strong security move is isolating our development network. Think secure sandbox. Network segmentation separates development from production. A DMZ then shields external services. Next, control developer access. Egress filtering limits connections to approved registries, AI tools, and internal services. This focused approach minimizes risk. Shifting security left means finding vulnerabilities earlier. One powerful tool for that is pre-commit hooks. They're scripts that run automatically before code is committed, catching issues before they even reach your repository. Think of it as a final safety net, preventing potential problems from ever becoming bigger headaches. Secret detection is where our pre-commit setup shines. Tools like GitLeaks or DetectSecrets act as automated security gatekeepers for your code. We set them up as pre-commit hooks. Think of it this way. Before code even lands in the repository, these tools scan for sensitive information. Things like API keys, passwords, or database strings. Of course, a well-defined ignore list is critical for accuracy. Shifting security left? Pre-commit static analysis is key. It's like a quality checkpoint before code's committed. Think targeted SEMGREP rules optimized for speed. We're talking early detection of high-impact issues, SQL injection, XSS, path traversal. The real win is automation, catching vulnerabilities before they ever reach your repository. This approach improves code quality and reduces risk. To build truly secure software, developers need practical experience. A dedicated security training environment is essential. Think hands-on labs. Maybe even capture the flag events to sharpen skills. We can offer deliberately vulnerable applications like WebGoat or Juice Shop, plus sandbox environments for safe experimentation with security tools and AI security labs. Regular training ensures everyone stays ahead of emerging threats. AI security needs hands-on training, so practical AI security labs are crucial. We're building red team, blue team exercises focused on AI-specific threats. Think labs to detect AI-generated code vulnerabilities. We'll develop scenarios to test prompt injection attacks where adversaries manipulate AI through clever prompts. It's not just about offense, though. Defense is equally vital. This balanced approach will strengthen our security posture. Physical security, it's powerful, yet often overlooked. Digital defenses are useless if someone can simply stroll into your workspace. Think about unattended workstations. Policies are crucial. Leaving your computer unlocked? That's the same as leaving the keys in your car. Enforce those policies. Consistent security depends on managing configurations centrally. Think pre-commit hooks, IDE settings, the small things that add up to big risks if ignored. Configuration management tools let you automate deploying and enforcing these settings across every developer's workstation. But remember, it's not a one-time thing. You have to monitor and adjust these configurations regularly. Protecting our code itself is crucial. Telemetry, though useful for IDE developers, can inadvertently expose sensitive data if we're not careful. The first step, stop sending actual code to third parties through telemetry. Review your IDE and development tool settings. Reduce the amount of data collected to the minimum necessary. This helps maintain confidentiality. A secure development culture is one of your strongest assets. It's about protecting everything, code, data, and even your team's intellectual property. Think defense in depth. That means hardened workstations, secure IDE configurations, tight AI tool permissions, plus strong network security. Automated checks become like having a security partner that never sleeps. They're always on, always vigilant. Hopefully, this has given you some useful perspective. I'm available to answer any questions you might have. I can expand on the points covered or address anything specific you're thinking about. I want to make sure you have a clear understanding of everything we've discussed. What's on your mind?